it did not have a resounding standing ovation when the first episode came out. And it came out in installments. It's important to understand that. I've always tried to imagine what the typical Russian reader, Russian landlord, landlocked in the middle of nowhere with piles of snow and mud all around in his estate in the depths of the Russian countryside would have felt when he opened his latest journal and found the first installment of War and Peace and the first installment of Dostoevsky's Crime and Punishment. That, I mean, what a thing to sit down and read after dinner. But the novel being rather formless and having such an enormous cast of characters was confusing to the critics, who complained that they couldn't discern who the main characters were, that they couldn't tell where the work was going. The title of the original installment was 1805, not War and Peace. There was no super title. There was no sense of where the work was going. It didn't seem to follow standard plot structures. It jumped right in media res with people at a party talking in a very superficial way about events in recent history. So there were no introductory chapters about our hero, our heroine, who they were, where they came from. There was nothing to give the reader a sense of direction or focus. It was admired. I think everybody was excited by it, but it still presented itself as something that could be criticized. And as the work continued to appear and gained momentum, I think that there was an increased recognition that something really great was unfolding. And by the end of the century, it had attained the canonical status it has now, the greatest work ever written.